right, so I should be, you know, posting this from my brand new HTC Incredible on running the Android operating system and on the vastly superior Verizon wireless network. However, I am not. I am still stuck with my incredibly subpar AT&T wireless piece of crap network that they foist upon us due to their 5-year exclusive contract with the iPhone. Mainly because the Incredibles are backordered for like 3 weeks. So I would have to order one today and then wait a full 3 weeks before I were to get my hands on one. And just between you and me, I'm far more interested in the HTC Evo, which is coming out on the Sprint network on Friday. I was just hoping to snag an Android phone before I left to go to Florida so that I could kind of play with it along the way. One of the things that's really, really frustrating for the AT&T crap network is they don't really have 3G coverage. I mean, they have it in most of the major metropolitan areas, but if you're driving across this country, there are vast swaths of countryside that just do not have 3G coverage. They have the edge coverage, which is complete and just total non-workable crap. And if you're like me, where you listen to streaming music off the internet, you live on Google, you basically live your entire life on the web, it is a very frustrating experience to be on AT&T. And the most maddening thing about it is that, you know, AT&T knew that they had this 5-year contract. It only recently became publicly available that it was a 5-year exclusive. But they have sat on their ass for the first 3 years of this 5-year exclusive. They have upgraded their network not one single bit. I believe I've read somewhere that over 40 or 45% of AT&T's new customers over the past 3 years have been iPhone users. So they've made an enormous amount of money off of the iPhone, but they have spent almost none of that money in upgrading their infrastructure or their network to handle it. Which is just, you could almost forgive them for the first year because maybe the paradigm shift of going from previous generation phones to actually people having a workable full web browser in their hands and in their pockets to carry around with them for a while, that maybe they might have underestimated the amount of data that people were going to use. But come on, it's been 3 years now. We know this. We've seen this in other countries as well. People have these smartphones, and you know, when you give people mobile web browsers, they're going to use the mobile web. I mean, mobile web usage is up massively. So I am very, very disappointed with AT&T. I'm also kind of starting to get really disappointed with the iPhone and just the general sluggishness and, I don't know, trapped feeling of being tied to a piece of software on my desktop if I wanted to do something or if I wanted to grab some new files or whatever. It's just, you know, if I'm traveling around, I don't necessarily want to sit down, set up my notebook, fight with the hotel's internet service in order to download stuff to my laptop and then turn around and sync my iPhone with it so that I can have music on my iPhone instead of just being able to do that over the air. So, anyway, I have bitched and complained enough. So, long story short, no HTC Incredible for me. And there you go.